When I talk about hydration, I always visualize what my body feels like compared to a plant. So if you think about a plant and think about you, if you didn't water that plant for a week or 2 weeks, it gets kind of brown around the tips and it wilts down and it just looks like it has no life. And I kind of think about it as that being my brain or the inside of my body when I'm dehydrated.
Welcome to a brand new edition of Ageless Energy, where we talk about how to burn fat, increase energy, and balance hormones for women over 40. Over the past 20 years as a performance coach, I've worked with hundreds of women that have the exact same struggles you do. I hope to shine some light with this podcast on what can be the most challenging time of your life and let you know there is hope to find success with your health and what you're looking for. Please share and enjoy. Welcome to the show, Dorothy.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. I'm super excited to be talking about detoxing, one of my favorite topics, and which is why I wrote Detoxify Yourself, How to Live a Detox Lifestyle.
I'm pumped as well, Drew. This is one of my favorite topics as well, and I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, let's do it. I think that this is a perfect time of year to talk about detoxing. We've just got through Christmas, and for a lot of people, it was a challenging time.
I was going to say when you're like, got through Christmas, I'm thinking that didn't sound so positive, but it can be a very challenging time in many different ways for a lot of people. So I do think that might have been an appropriate statement after all.
Well, you know, there is challenging times. And for us, like Christmas is my favorite time of year. There is a couple close runner-ups. Like Halloween. I'm a big Halloween fan. But Christmas is pretty hard to beat with all the holiday cheer and everything that goes along with it. But there are challenges. We have family challenges. Everyone laughs when I say that, but it's true. We have family challenges.
It's like one of those things that everybody knows, but nobody wants to say.
Exactly. So we have family challenges. We have financial challenges. There's travel. There's food, drinks, lack of activity. I could go on.
Yes, you could. But we are here today to talk about the aftermath. How to reset and reboot after the holidays, after we have been maybe not so nice to our bodies.
That's right. I think our bodies are going to appreciate a bit of detoxing.
I think so too, Drew.
What's one of the first things that we can do when we have all that leftover goodies hanging around the house?
Well, one thing, plain and simple, Drew, you gotta get rid of the crap. You gotta get rid of the junk food, the sweets, and all of that things. Don't let them linger around in your house. And you can choose the way that you would like to get rid of them. Some people just toss them. Some people aren't comfortable with tossing food in the garbage, which is fine. So you can come up with a different way of how to get it out of your home. Maybe donate it to people who may not have had any holiday treats, or find different ways that you can share it.
Yeah, like sharing is a great way. You came up with that. I don't know if that was today or yesterday, but sharing your treats. I think many times we have people in our lives that don't have the opportunity to have all these goodies around the house. And I feel very fortunate. I feel like almost too fortunate or over fortunate. Is that a word?
Overfortunate. Yes, I think you can use that, Drew, that word.
I just feel like there's abundance everywhere. There's just so much. And I know there's a lot of people that have less than, or they have maybe even a lacking mindset, but they just don't have the things that some of us do have. And I saw so many treats and so much food, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many people at this time of year that don't have anything. So by giving those treats away, so what are we talking about when we mean treats?
We're talking about cookies and sweets and candies and things that we wouldn't normally consume.
Yeah, and there are many times they're all over the place. So they're in the kitchen, they're in the living room, they're in the different rooms of the house. You can't really get away from them. So one of our main points here is to package those up and give away some. What do you call them? Care packages?
Yeah. I think that's a nice word, Drew.
Yeah. So you put together a care package, and, you know, for me, it was always a challenge to be like, why would you give away
toxic types of foods. Like, even though, you know, even though I know that it takes a lot of time and effort to put these creations together, they're filled with toxins, unfortunately. So then you give them away as a gift. Never really made sense to me, but I know that there's a different kind of mindset behind that. There's people that they put their heart. I remember my grandmother used to bake, and she baked with sugar. Like, that's what she knew, but she put so much love and care into these different foods and treats. So I know a lot of people, we wouldn't just throw them away. So we're saying that if you put a little care package together, maybe you visit a friend's or extended family, or maybe you visit, what was your idea?
Well, I thought it might be nice to go into some nursing homes or some places like the hospital or somewhere where people may not have seen so many visitors or had so many treats themselves over the holidays. So I thought it might be nice to share with some people there.
Yeah, without question. And I think, so the main point here is what we're trying to do is get rid of the treats, get rid of the sweets, put them somewhere that are not continually right in front of you so we can start detoxing properly. Okay, so that's tip number one. The next tip that we want to go over is...
antioxidants.
All right, so what do we have with antioxidants?
Well, it's important to understand that all of these substances like sugar and processed food, refined sugar we're talking about, all these ingredients are toxic for our bodies. So we have to replenish the sources with antioxidant-rich food. So when we talk about antioxidants, Drew, maybe you can explain a little bit before we give examples.
Sure. So the main purpose of antioxidants is to fight free radicals. Free radicals are those things that damage our body. So you can look at alcohol, tobacco, refined sugar, processed foods. There's a lot of different toxins that we're putting in and on our body that are in the free radical category. So if you look at antioxidants, those help build you, not only protect your body from free radicals, but they also help you build back up from the damage that free radicals are putting on your body.
So foods that are rich in antioxidants is greens, for example. Greens are going to be your main source of antioxidants. We always recommend having a green smoothie every single day, because it's going to help replenish, like Drew said, it's going to help replenish and restore the cells in your body. And green smoothies are actually pretty simple to make. A lot of people get turned away when we say green smoothie because they don't think they taste very well. And it's happened. We've had many detox groups in the past, and we tell people, you are going to have a green smoothie every day of this detox, and their nose kind of goes up, or they don't think they'll enjoy it at all. But you fall in love with the way that it makes you feel. When your body is full of antioxidants, you feel energized. You feel fresh. It's like your brain is just
firing.
And you fall in love with that feeling, which in turn, I believe, helps you with the taste.
Yeah, without question. And you know what's interesting is that anytime we do a green smoothie event, or anytime we do get in front of people and talk about different ways to improve our health, green smoothie usually comes up in some way or another, and most people are kind of like, nah, not really sure. But when we hand it out, it's really cool, because I look at people's reactions, and at least 90% of the room is pleasantly impressed. Like, oh my, this isn't so bad.
That's not so bad after all.
So, you know, the thing is with anything that you're doing new, it comes back to mindset. So if you have a closed mindset, if you aren't interested in trying new things, then you're not able to see new results.
That's right. So head on over to trueformlife.com, in the search bar, click or type in green smoothie and click the search button there, and you'll find our recipe. And it has spinach, cilantro, parsley, lemon, ginger, turmeric. It's very, very antioxidant rich.
And then, okay, so that's smoothies. I know a lot of people aren't 100% on board with green smoothies. That's perfectly okay. Even if you don't want to try it, we got some other recommendations for you.
And the other one is salads. We just want to make sure when we are having a salad that we get, I want to say creative, or that we are using greens of different kinds, right? So that we're using spinach, we're using kale, we're using arugula, because they each have a different properties in them, or different nutrients in them, to help us get what our bodies need. We also want to make sure that when we're having salads, that we don't smother them in creamy dressings, because that really defeats the purpose of getting the antioxidants in our body. A really easy salad dressing recipe that we like to use ourselves is using a balsamic vinegar and an olive oil or an avocado oil. And we just actually drizzle a little bit of oil on top of the greens, a little bit of balsamic vinegar on top of the greens. We actually put a little dash of Himalayan salt in there and some pepper and toss it up. It's delicious.
Garlic.
Oh, I forgot the garlic.
How garlic could you as forget well. The garlic?
Garlic is great for the immune system, building up those antibodies.
Just want to take a minute to mention Complete Truth Protein. This is a protein supplement that we designed at True Form. We believe in food. We believe food heals, cures, and prevents. That's why this product is much different than your conventional types of products. Unfortunately, packed with chemicals, preservatives, toxins that our body doesn't know how to utilize, digest, and absorb. So that's why Complete Truth Protein can help improve your digestion and will offer a natural boost of energy. You can find more details at trueformlife.com/Complete Truth Protein.
So that's really a nice base. That's what basically what we have every time we have a salad. Sometimes we throw spinach in there. I personally like arugula. Are you an arugula fan?
Arugula is okay for me. I don't hate arugula, but it is a little spicy. It's a kind of radishy taste.
Yeah, I like the spice. You can really look at watercress. That is super nutrient rich, and it's kind of almost looks like a. I don't know. How would you explain it?
It looks like a leaf.
Looks like a leaf. But I mean, it reminds me of one of those four leaf clovers.
Oh, does it?
Just one of them though.
Just one. It's really round. I think that's what Drew's trying to get at.
Yeah.
It's round.
So you could add some of those different types of greens. If you want like a little bit more crunch.
Oh, I didn't know what you're getting at there, Drew.
A little bit of a more crunch and color. I know you like your colors, Dorothy. You can add some cabbage in there, which like purple cabbage, it just makes it look beautiful. And then also you get some added health benefits, nutrient wise. And then you also get that crunch, which I'm a fan of.
You like the crunch.
I like it crunchy. Okay. So then from there you can go and get crazy. Like Dorothy likes different colors. We put different flavors of peppers, different colors of peppers in there. You can throw in different herbs. Like we love basil or mint to spice it up a little bit as well.
Cucumbers are great in salads. Nice and crunchy. Hey, Drew.
I like that crunch.
And then avocados, nice on salads to get your healthy fats in as well. But you can really jazz it up. I like to put all different colors, make sure I have all the colors of a rainbow. In our monthly membership, we say that you need to eat a rainbow every day. So focus on the colors and not the calories of your food. Because this antioxidant category is one of the macronutrients that often gets forgotten about. But we need to make sure that we are eating colorful food every single day. This is where our body gets energy from.
Yeah, without question. It's important to continue to put greens in our body. It helps with fiber. It helps with antioxidants. It helps us digest the other foods that we're putting in our body. So without question, we need to have more green salads into our daily diets,
That's right. But we also need the other colors too, Drew.
We
need the yellows, the orange, reds, the purples. So we just need to eat color.
All right. So that's what we got for you when it comes to green smoothies, salads. And then the other one that we wanted to mention when it comes to detoxing is soups.
That's right. I know a lot of times in the winter where it's cold, it can be difficult to eat a lot of salads and the veggies as well. The fresh greens and things aren't as fresh at that time of year for most people. And a nice warm detox soup can also help you get your antioxidants in. So basically what we do, we take all of the green veggies. So we take broccoli, we take kale, zucchini, and we put them into a soup. So we're getting our antioxidants that way. We have a really delicious green detox soup on our website as well. So trueformlife.com in the search bar, click green detox soup.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this is another one that when we go to events and we give people a chance to try it, and I don't even know what it is, but people absolutely love it. And it's just the different combinations. And, you know, it's surprising to me how many people are like, wow, this is amazing.
And I think it's just because we aren't used to tasting the flavors of the food. We're so used to dressings and sauces and tasting those flavors. But when we make a green detox soup, for example, we're actually tasting the flavor of the food rather than these other ingredients.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be bland. This is like when it comes to salads, for example. A lot of people are like, oh, salads. First of all, they're not filling and they're not all that tasty. But you can, there's a place who actually just got back from New York. And New York City, and there's a place called Sweet Green.
Oh, it is so delicious. If you are ever in New York area, I'm sure they have them other than New York, but if you ever walk by a Sweet Greens, do it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's just surprising how many different salad combinations they have that are fantastic. But we can translate that or transfer that to our own home. We can do all kinds of different things to add our little spice up our salads, for example. So they don't have to be boring or bland. But the same thing comes with soup. Like for me, I was never really a big soup fan. But enjoy, like trying different combinations and actually ordering a soup from a restaurant once in a while. Like I was never a soup person, but Dorothy and I really enjoy a soup, especially on a cold day. And at this time of year, when it's probably a bit cooler out, regardless of where you're at, even in LA, for example, it's cooler than it is on a regular day. It's nice to have a warm detoxing soup once in a while to help nourish your body and to give you added nutrients and to make you feel better.
I just caution you on the broth that you're using for your soup as well. We always recommend that you make your own broth. And one of the ways that we do a veggie broth is that we, I want to say, collect or save our scraps. So the peels from the carrots and the peels from the sweet potatoes or the stumps from the broccoli, we collect them in a freezer bag. And then once we have a full bag, we throw that in a crock pot or a regular pot and we boil it. So we either boil it on the stove and cook it down into a broth, or we just throw it in the crock pot and let it go all day. And then you strain the veggie scraps away and you've got veggie broth.
Yeah, it's awesome. I gotta tell you, it's such a great way to, like, we're big fans of reusing or recycling or less waste, but it's a great way to use that what otherwise would be wasted. And then you don't have to go out and buy veggie broth. You've actually made it yourself in your own home. It's super easy. Someone from our membership group actually recommended us to give it a try, and we highly recommend it. Just try it once or twice and you will be hooked. All right, let's move on. We went over antioxidants. We have to talk about hydration. It is so important, especially at this time of year, because when we go to friends and family or we're visiting or we're hanging out, it's pretty rare that we go and pour ourselves a glass of water.
That's so true. And it's even rare that somebody offers you a glass of water. It's always something, I want to say, fancier, right? Yeah. Like an alcoholic beverage or a juice or a pop or something. A punch is something always a little bit fancier. So it's okay to ask for a glass of water.
It's okay to drink water as well. Yes. You know what's funny is I've gotten past this now, but every once in a while we would go to a restaurant and I would order a glass of water and I would feel a bit cheap, like I was supposed to order a beverage, whether it was a pop or soda or an alcoholic beverage. I felt like I was supposed to because you're at a restaurant. But I kind of got past that now. That's just something regular, like, oh, I'll have water, thank you. But I think most people, like when you go to someone's house, they feel like you feel like you're supposed to, or you have to have an alcoholic drink.
Yeah, and you don't, right? You don't have to have that. You can always have, we encourage you to have water wherever you are.
Yeah, you can spice it up. Well, you can bring your own as well. Yeah. You can spice it up as well with herbs that which we're going to talk about here in a second. But you can also ask for a tea, for example, or you can ask for something other than what you're used to. Like, maybe someone made some homemade eggnog, for example. We had that happen recently too. So there's a lot of different ways or a lot of different things that you can do. Just understand that hydration is important at this time of year, especially because we're drinking far less water than we usually do.
And we're not saying never have a drink again in your life and always have water. We know that it's going to come up where you want to have a beer or a wine or something like that. We're just saying to be conscious and aware of staying hydrated as well. So if you have a coffee or if you have an alcoholic beverage, just make sure that you are rehydrating, because those are actually dehydrating you.
One of the things I would like to ask of you guys is that some of you know that I don't run
ads on the show and don't plan on in the immediate future. So the only ask I have for you is that you help us spread the word so we can help more women burn body fat, increase energy, and balance their hormones. And the only way that we can do that is if you can rate and review this podcast. So the single thing that I could have you do or could ask of you is to leave a review. It'll take 5 minutes or one swipe of the thumb. It would mean the absolute world to me. And more importantly, you could change the world for someone else. As many of you know, there's plenty of women that struggle in this age group for balancing hormones, increasing energy, and burning body fat. So if you could help spread the word, that would make a big difference in our life and probably someone else's as well.
Yeah, and understand that we have diuretics in our life like Dorothy's talking about here. So if you have a coffee, that's actually taking water away from our body. So if you have one coffee hanging out with friends or family, then you should have 2 cups of water to counteract that and to replenish your hydration levels.
So that'll get you back to zero, basically, right?
That's right. So then we got to build back up. So instead of having another coffee, maybe you have a glass of water, and then, you know, spread it out a bit, wait a little bit, and then you have another coffee. Who knows? Whatever it is that you want. But I suppose we're just trying to help raise awareness around what's really happening to your body and why we're probably not feeling fantastic at this time of year.
And we're also aware there are people out there that do not like the taste of water. That we hear that all the time. So there are things that you can do if you find water very flavorless. So you can actually flavor your water with fresh fruit, for example. You can squeeze lemon in there. You can squeeze lime into your water. You can put herbs into your water as well. Mint is very nice in water, for example. So there are things that you can do to spice up your water.
Yeah, and I really think that it's because of our taste buds, like our palates. We haven't given them a chance to change. Like we talked about with the stir fries or the soups or salads, that we're used to synthetic types of flavoring. It's no different when it comes to drinking water. I think a lot of people don't like to drink water because they're used to drinking juice or pop or Red Bull, for example. I mean, whatever it is, we like understand that we have the ability to change our palate and our body can actually crave foods that aren't full of toxins, especially of refined sugar or those synthetic toxins that are probably worse.
I always like, this story might be a little strange, Drew, but I always like to visualize like what about hydration. When I talk about hydration, I always visualize what my body feels like compared to a plant. So if you think about a plant and think about you, if you didn't water that plant for a week or 2 weeks, it gets kind of brown around the tips and it wilts down and it just looks like it has no life. And I kind of think about it as that being my brain or the inside of my body when I'm dehydrated, right? It's just no energy to it, no life to it, kind of sucked, right? Like wilty. But then you add the water to the plant after it's been so dehydrated, it perks right up. It usually doesn't take so long. And I think of that inside my body or my brain, like give yourself the hydration it needs so that you have the mental clarity and the energy to get you through the day.
Yeah. And the thing is, a lot of times people are like at this time of year, they're looking for a detox. They're looking to feel better because we've been laying around for a couple of weeks. We've had less activity. We've had all these toxins go in our body and we are extremely dehydrated. So I could feel it like just having a glass of water when you're thirsty, you feel better. You can't really deny it.
Shall we move on to our last tip, Drew?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get into it. The tip that we have for you next is
exercise.
So a lot of times when we're doing a detox, we don't think about exercise or we don't think about working out, but it is one of the number one ways to detox your body because we're getting rid of all of the toxins through sweat. So if you go and get a good workout in, you're going to sweat out those toxins.
Yeah, without question. That's something that we have to do. It has to be done. I know a lot of people aren't super excited to get back at it, especially at this time of year, but finding a way to get back on track is so important. We always recommend finding a supportive community or a supportive group, which is why we put together our monthly membership. And it just understand that those people around you, that supportive community is going to make a big difference in your life. So if you can find some support in some way or another, that's going to help you get back on track. That's going to help you get into a proper routine and get your exercise in to help you detox from this past holiday season.
Routine is so important, and sticking to the routine can be challenging, especially when we're around the holiday time. But it's important to have a schedule or to map out that the days that you are going to work out and stick to a schedule and make that appointment with yourself, because you are worth it, right? We make so many appointments in our day or in our life. We make, you know, as women, we make hair appointments, we make nail appointments, we make appointments to see the doctor or the dentist, and we stick to those appointments. But when it comes to appointments for ourselves, for example, going to the gym, we let those appointments go, and we don't, pretty easily, I say, we don't stick to the appointment. So if we kind of change our mindset and think of it that way, and you don't have to block off a bunch of time in your day, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just get out and get moving.
Yeah. And that's why we're big believers and big fans of working out at home. We did a past show not too long ago about the benefits of working out at home, but you can search all those on exploringyourmindandbody.com. But here, more particularly, if you're working out at home, you don't have to drive 20 minutes to the gym. So 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back, that's 40 minutes. Then you have your 20, 25 minute workout. You got to change. So you're at an hour and a half. And that's just the bare minimum. You're not talking about traffic or lineups or waiting for equipment. So if you get your workout at home, you're going to save time. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to be able to get your workout in without so many excuses. And I think that's so important, especially at this time of year too. The gyms are closed. They have different hours. You don't know how much time you have because family's coming over or you're leaving for family. So if you get your workouts in at home, there's a whole lot less excuses and you can start to feel better, especially before the new year hits.
And do use the time that you have. If you have 15 minutes, you can get in a good workout in 15, 20 minutes. Just do something with the time that you have.
All right, Dorothy, it is time to wrap things up. Is there
already?
I know it flew by, didn't it?
Flies by.
Is there anything that we missed that you wanted to add? Are you happy with
what I'm we're happy, at? Drew. I think we've covered our tips very well, so I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us, Dorothy. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, always great to be on, Drew. Thanks for having me.